How I Wind My Clock. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with a thought for today. How I Wind My Clock. Oh yes, remember the days when we had clocks that we wound up? Many of us still have those clocks. They're infrequent and they are not as common. They're not the most practical clocks in today's age, with electronics, with batteries, and with internet, and with all of the wonderful things that are available. But how I wind my clock. Now, that's a thought we might think for ourselves. Let's consider that our mind is our clock. And our mind is ready to be wound. It is ready to have the spring tensed on it so that it will function properly, so that it will click, clock, tick-tock in perfect harmony, so that it will beat in perfect harmony, so that it will tell me the proper time and that everything will be in divine order. Now, if any day I forget to wind my clock, then my clock winds down and it stops working. There's nothing wrong with my clock, it just needed to be wound up. It needed to regularly be wound up. Some have eight-day clocks and some have longer and shorter, but the clock must be wound whenever it winds down. And if we don't wind that clock whenever it winds down, it will not work. There's nothing wrong with the clock. We say that again. But the function of the clock depends on having it be wound. So, with our minds now, our minds sometimes run out of gas, you say. We run out of steam. We run out of enthusiasm. We run out of joy in doing a project. We say, I like me, I like me, I like me. We say, I'm so tired of saying that. I say that so much. I say that every minute of my life. I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm saying it all the time. And it is just so tough because it's hard to do that. Well, it was hard for us to do other things the same way. Our mother would say, now, pick up your clothes and put them away. Pick up your clothes and put them away. Pick up your clothes and put them away. We got so tired of hearing about picking up our clothes and putting it away that oftentimes we'd not pick them up and not put them away just to be mean and ornery. And of course, we only hurt ourselves because it's our clothes that we didn't pick up, that we didn't put away. If you get tired of that, if you get tired of hearing, pick up your clothes and put them away, then, as we did in our family, if you didn't pick up your clothes and put them away after being told a specific number of times, usually about four or five times, then your clothes would be picked up and thrown away. Thrown away! Then they'd have to buy us new clothes. Oh no, you'd go without. You would go without. You would wear whatever you have and you would make it do. And if you didn't put them away, they would be thrown out too. And pretty soon you might be just down to your shorts. And you say, hey, that I can't go to school in my shorts. Oh, yes, you can. You certainly can, and you certainly will. And if you don't put away your clothes, that's what's going to happen to you. And I'm not kidding you. And you know that I mean it, because I am just that type of a mean old tyrant. I do what I say. I'm sort of like the law of cause and effect, the principle. If you use the principle to bring about unhappiness in your life, it will bring it about. It does not say, oh, but you did a good thing. Oh, but you are a nice person. It said, you use the law to bring about a naughty thing, and so that is what you have brought upon yourself. If you take an axe and cut your finger off, that axe isn't going to say, I don't want to cut your finger off. I don't like cutting fingers off. I think cutting fingers off are terrible. And no, you see, the axe would merely do its job, and the force of the axe would merely do the work, and that'd be pretty bad. You'd have to have them sewed back on again, or maybe go around for the rest of your life without two fingers, you know. That'd be pretty tough. But the principle does not regard anything. Now, if you are You're holding the axe and you're going to cut off your fingers by accident, on purpose, or whatever. And then you say, no, no, I will not be part of that. And you lay the axe down and you say, I will not do that. And you're putting another cause in motion, a very strong cause, which says you will not cut your fingers off. You say, well, Herb, that sounds so terrible. Why are you using that as an illustration? Because the law does not know right from wrong, good from bad. The law just knows how to do. And when you don't put your clothes away, you know that the result of that will be you'll have no clothes. And the more clothes you don't put away, the less clothes you have. And pretty soon you're running around like a naked jaybird. And you say, well, I can't do that. And, well, then put your clothes away. But that's mean. That's terrible. No, it isn't. That's just the principle. In this house, everyone takes care of their own clothing, hangs it away nicely after they've finished using it. If it needs to be washed, it's put in the laundry. It's put in the laundry basket. It is not thrown on the floor. It's not thrown down the floor in the closet. It's not trampled over in the hall. It's not left in the bathroom. It is taken and put into the laundry hamper. And then, of course, it is processed in its wonderful way. Now, the clock, too, is not right or wrong. But if we do not wind our clock will not function for us. It will not tell us the time. Now, if the clock stopped, and you say, oops, the clock stopped, so you wind it quickly, doo-doo-doo-doo, and shake it, and it starts, and then you say, my gosh, the time is wrong. It's supposed to be 10 o'clock, and here it is, only 1 o'clock. What's going on? And, of course, you hadn't wound your clock, and you hadn't also reset your clock. See, that's the tough thing about a clock. A clock will stop, and when it stops at the time that it stopped. At the time that it stopped, it will register that time on the clock, 1 o'clock. And so, although it is now 10 o'clock, and the clock hasn't been running, you have to move the clock forward to 10 o'clock. Now, the clock isn't going to say you're a bad person for doing this, and the clock isn't going to say, now, if you don't set me at 10 o'clock, you're going to get the wrong reading. It says, whatever it is that I am, I am. If you set me for the wrong reading, that's what you'll get. If you set me for the right reading, that's what you'll get. I only function upon what you tell me to do, what you say I should do. And if you are angry at me because I tell the wrong time, did you not set me? Was it your fault that you didn't set me, or did I not function right because I was not doing? You see, how I wind my clock up depends entirely upon the time that I'm given by my clock. And if my clock gives me the incorrect time, it's because I somewhere have not wound my clock properly, I have not set my clock properly, I have not listened to what I'm supposed to be doing about my clock, and if I can't read my clock because the face is so dirty, I have to wash that off. It is all a matter of these things. If I drop my clock in water, it may cease to operate, and the parts within it may rust and not function at all. You see, the clock depends upon many things. But the most important thing a clock depends upon is that you carefully take care of it, you nurture it, you keep it in your pocket or on your wrist or wherever you keep your clock, and you have it on the mantle, you have it over the fireplace, but you can't have a real hot fire underneath it because that too will disturb the clock. And you have your alarm clock next to your bed, and if you knock it on the floor too many times, it's going to say, oh, I give up. I got a bad headache, and it doesn't function anymore. So we have to take care of our clocks. And how we wind our clocks and how we care for our clocks is indicated by the type of time that we keep and the type of life that we live. And if we will take care of our clock will take care of us. If we'll put our clothing away, we'll have lots of wonderful clothing to wear. And we'll have lots of wonderful clothing to enjoy. And we'll never have to go naked. We'll always be well clothed because we take care of it. And if we take care of our body, it's the same way. If we take care of our body, feeding it the things that it enjoys being fed, if we give it the water that it enjoys receiving, if we give it the air that it enjoys getting, if we give it the thoughts that are so vitally important to make a healthy body, then our body will be healthy. But if we give our body bad thoughts, just like not winding the clock, then it won't function right. It'll be functioning in a bad way. If we give our body, if we do not give our body enough water to drink, then it's like the clock. The clock, if it is dropped in water, it malfunctions. It wants to not be in water. Our body wants to be given sufficient water to operate itself perfectly and beautifully. Today is a good day for each one of us to think about winding our clock carefully. Think about putting our clothes away carefully. Think about tenderly caring for ourselves and remembering that how I wind my clock is how my clock is going to behave. It's just the principle, the law of cause and effect. Nothing more, nothing less, but it is certainly very, very important. Have a wonderful day and do wonderful things and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.